We asked Nick McLean to come forward to say a few words. You may be seated. You were baptized at Holy Saturday, correct? Yes.
Before I start, these are not tattoos. I lost to the ground when I tripped and fell, so just thought I'd say that because people have been pointing out, what's wrong with you? What happened to you? I fell, and I lost. Second thing, I want to just tell a little bit about myself. I grew up in the Methodist Church, but I fell away from the church and from God when I was a teenager. I wasn't introduced into the Catholic faith until I met my wife about 10 years ago. But I, however, still was not ready to receive God back into my life until I was inspired by her grandmother, Helen. So I contacted Elaine and began my faith journey as an inquirer in 2005. For most of you, I'm not sure if you know about RCIA, but it's usually about a year-long process. Now, if you can tell, it's 2011. For 2 years, I learned about the Catholic faith as well as and understood how much God loved me and how much I needed him in my life. As an inquirer in the RCIA program, I still felt empty. I realized that I wanted to become Catholic, so in 2007, I became a catechumen and progressed in my faith journey. Again, year-long process, took me 2 years to figure out that I wanted to become Catholic. However, I was still missing God in my life, and I yearned to receive the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and the Holy Eucharist. But I still was not ready. I fell away from the Catholic Church for a period of time. I did not, however, fall away from God. God was still in my life. But I was not sure if the Catholic Church was right for me, so I explored different churches. I went back to the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, and to other Catholic churches. But after going to all those churches, I felt that I was not part of a family. I finally decided that my home was at St. John's. So I contacted Elaine again and continued my faith journey in the RCIA program once again. For several weeks, my faith and my awareness of God increased. My journey came to an overwhelming height when I finally became baptized, confirmed, and received the Holy Eucharist. That, to me, was a unique experience. So I just want to thank my sponsor and Godfather, Tim Hahn, he's back there, for always being with me on my faith journey these past 6 years. I also want to thank the whole community for welcoming me into the church. So thank you.
Thank you, Nick. There are many Catholics who are still trying to figure it all out. We're baptizing and confirmed years ago.